Hey, my name is Christian Anderson, and I'm going to give you a book review, the podcast. The book I'm doing a report on is called The House on Main Street. It's by San Jacinto. It takes place in the Latino section of Chicago on Main Street. Esperanza, who is the main character, lives in a rundown house with her parents and 5 siblings. The plot is really about her growing up. One chapter that shows how she has to grow up is whenever her father's mom died, and she has to tell everybody about it. So she doesn't want to do it because she was like growing up. And then, you know, she grows up. Like, she likes to play with all the 8-year-olds, playing, you know, hide and seek and all. But then she starts to become ashamed of herself. Like, she shouldn't be this. She should be better than that. She's jealous of all her, you know, sisters for having better names and better than her. So she legitimately hates her house in Mango Street because she's ashamed of where she comes from. But then she, like, writes poems to how she wants to be free. Then she finally moves to a different house, which is still on Mango Street, but it's, you know, far away where she's not ashamed of the house. It's better. But then she realized she can't leave Mango Street. One reason is because her family lives there. And so at the end of the book, she says, "I can't leave because I am Mango Street." So it's a good book, I think. It's like easy to read, easy to comprehend. It's only 206 pages. So, yeah. And the chapters, there may be a whole bunch of chapters, but only they're like 1 to 2 pages long. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. But thanks for reading or listening.